Happy Saturday, November the 10th, 2018. A special episode of Grow Great Daily Brief, the world's best opportunity for entrepreneurs to grow. I'll give you a warning here. I'm fixing to make an offer. Well, it may be an offer for you. Depends on who you are. And along the way, I'm going to provoke you to think and perhaps consider some new ideas, and I hope that you will find this special episode useful. I'm currently looking for U.S.-based business owners who are prepared to take their business and their leadership to a whole new height to join me inside the Peer Advantage by Bula Network. Quite simply, the Peer Advantage by Bula Network is a 7-member peer advisory group, a mastermind group, if you please, 7 entrepreneurs together with me serving as the smart guide. People willing to join forces to help each other grow their businesses by sharing experiences, insights, questions, and answers. You can find out all the details by visiting thepeeradvantage.com. But today I want to focus on why this is the world's best opportunity for entrepreneurs to grow. Growth is a popular claim, and it's really easy for us to say that we want it. But it is much, much tougher to accomplish it because it is just not easy. And it certainly is not comfortable. And we want comfort. We want to be comfortable. And when we are comfortable, we want to remain comfortable. There are 2 basic forces involved in this world's best opportunity for entrepreneurs to grow. They are perspective and power. Both involve our willingness to embrace, and I mean fully embrace, the service, the support, and the help of others. So let's talk about these 2 things, shall we? Perspective. Here's a story that you may or may not have heard, so listen very carefully. Once upon a time, there lived 6 blind men in a village. One day, the villagers told them, "Hey, there's an elephant in the village today." They had no idea what an elephant is. They decided, well, even though we won't be able to see it, let's go and let's feel it anyway. And so off they all went where the elephant was. And every one of them touched the elephant. "Hey, the elephant is it's a pillar," said the first man who was touching the leg. "Oh no, it's like a rope," said the second man who was touching the tail. "Oh no, it's like a thick branch of a tree," said the third man who touched the trunk of the elephant. "It's like a big hand fan," said the fourth man who was touching the ear of the elephant. "It's like a huge wall," said the fifth man who was touching the belly of the elephant. "No, it's like a solid pipe," said the sixth man who touched the tusk of the elephant. Well, they began to argue about the elephant, and every one of them insisted that they were right. And it looked like they were getting more amped up, more agitated. And a wise man who was passing by, he sees all this. So he stops and he asks them, "What's the matter?" And they said, "Well, we can't agree what the elephant is like." And so each one of them told him what they thought the elephant was like. And the wise man calmly explained to them, "All of you are right. The reason every one of you is telling it different is because each one of you touched the different part of the elephant. So actually, the elephant has all of those features, just like you said." "Oh," everybody said, and there was no more fight. They felt happy that they had been right all along. The moral of the story is that there may be some truth to what somebody says. Sometimes we can see that truth. Sometimes we can't, because they may have a different perspective that we may not agree with. So rather than arguing like these blind men, perhaps we should think, well, maybe they have their reasons, and I should find out more. And that way we don't get into arguments. And this allows us to derive benefit from people with different viewpoints, different perspectives, different outlooks. 6 blind men with combined perspectives, they got it right. They got it right. By themselves, they only had a single perspective. And it just didn't accurately represent reality, didn't accurately represent the elephant. Entrepreneurs don't grow based on illusion or delusion. We need reality. We need clarity. We need accuracy. To get that, we need the help of others. We need their perspectives, not to make up our minds for us, but to help us see things as they truly are so we can make up our minds with much better information. The result? Much better decisions. Coupled with much faster speed because we are benefiting from the perspective of others, it gives us the ability to vastly accelerate the whole decision-making process. Now, there's another illustration that I think is useful, and it's Plato's allegory of the cave. It begins with a scene painted of a group of prisoners. These prisoners have lived chained to the wall of a dark cave for their entire lives. And every day, the people in the cave, they watch shadows projected on a blank wall in front of them. Their backs are to the opening of the cave, and they are looking at just a wall of the cave. And all they see are shadows, but those shadows are real. And those shadows shape the entirety of what is their reality. It's their only viewpoint. Now imagine that one of the prisoners leaves the cave and walks outside into the sunshine. For the very first time in his life, he is exposed to life outside the cave. And he can now finally see the true forms and the true shapes, the things that were causing these shadows that he thought were real. The allegory poses the question, what would he think of his companions back in the cave? Well, he'd probably feel sorry for them. He would probably feel badly because he would understand that, like him, they've got a limited reality because they don't know what he now knows. And so if he were to return and go back to the cave and to tell them about what he sees and what he's experiencing, they'd likely laugh at him. They would likely think he's crazy. Plato's allegory of the cave explores the tension between the imagined reality of what we think is real, these shadows that we're looking at on the wall of the cave, versus the reality that is the truth of what's going on outside the cave. And for our purposes today, it illustrates how a single viewpoint can limit our understanding and our ability to see reality. Perspective is empowering when it's expanded. It is limiting when it is restricted. Let's talk about power. Force is positive. Okay, sure, it can also be negative, but I'm thinking of it more like a life force. Forces for good. We need forces in our lives. Power that pushes us. Without it, we devolve into, well, lives of low character, crime, other awful, selfish behavior. Think of this as power on demand, kind of like that accelerator on your car. Power is energy. Energy to propel us forward. No power, no forward progress, no forward momentum. And there are two basic forms of power. There is internal and there's external. Both of these can be influenced internally and externally. Let me explain. Motivation is a word that you hear all the time, as in Matt Foley, motivational speaker. Well, I don't think there really is such a thing as a motivational speaker. Not really. They're more accurately inspirational speakers. They inspire. Motivation, I believe, is the energy that you bring to get the job done. It is your internal energy or power. Some people can't find the energy to get out of bed. They are unmotivated. Now, you can do whatever you want. You can say whatever you want. But until that person makes up their own mind to get out of bed, they're going to lay there all day. Now, somebody may be able to supply a degree of power or energy in the form of inspiration, and it may spark something inside of them. But it's not really true power. I read the other day that a public speaker, even the most engaging public speakers, that within, I forgot what the length of time was. I want to say it was 72 hours, but I could be wrong. But it was a very short period of time, that within a certain period of time, 70% of whatever they said, people have completely forgotten, right? I mean, it's not true power. It's not the kind of power that's required to get us out of bed. Only we can supply that. But external power can also happen in the context of seeing how we fit into a community or a group. For example, professional athletes sometimes get traded in every sport. They will leave one team to join a new team. And when they enter the locker room of the new team, they have to figure it out with the help of the coaching staff. They have to figure out where they fit, how they fit. But the coaching staff isn't likely going to be the biggest impact on this fit. The other players are going to determine it. The room, in this case, the locker room, is more important than any single player in the team because, well, it's a team sport. And a single player, no matter how impactful they may be, they cannot determine the destiny of the team all by themselves. And so this new player will get a sense of the culture of the group. And that player is going to have to figure out their place within the context of this group. High achievers, it's interesting to watch this, high achievers will embrace the influences, the power that's exerted by others, especially the existing leadership, and they will quickly contribute. They will use the energy in this new situation for their own individual performance and for their ability to contribute to the team's performance. It's interesting. It's really interesting to see players who may struggle. They struggle with one team, and that team trades them to another team. And when they move to this new team, it's like they're a different player. Well, what happened? Are you telling me that they go from one city to another city and all of a sudden they have gained skills that they lacked? No, of course not. That change of rooms presented them with a new force, a new power, a new energy. And the good ones, the best ones, they use it to their advantage, and they decided that they're going to lean into this new energy. Everybody benefits from perspective and power, especially entrepreneurs who are so accustomed to going it alone. Now, as business owners, we are surrounded by people. And we can be with other people and still be lonely because there are just so many things that we are unable to share with people inside our company. And there are things that we don't want to share with anybody outside our company, mostly because, well, the people in our lives are people to whom we're connected in some way. Employees, well, they see us as the boss. They mostly want to keep us happy. It's not fair for us to burden them with our challenges anyway. And besides, they can't relate to our problems. They're viewing life from a very different perspective. And even if they're part of our leadership team, we're not likely going to rely on them for everything that hits our plate because these people are trusting us for their jobs, their careers. They've got big time vested interest. Some decisions are just best left to our solitude, and that's how we live. Outside professionals, well, they're mostly people who they have us as a client. Suppliers, vendors, service professionals. Sure, we can solicit them and we do solicit them for specific challenges. If I'm bogged down on negotiating a new lease, I'm not making a move without my real estate attorney who specializes in such things. But if I'm considering merging with another company, I'm not going to go to him. I'm not going to go to anybody else until I get more than ankle deep into the thing. Question: who do I lean on during that period of time when I'm sticking my toe in the water until I get ankle deep? Nobody. Likely, nobody. Likely, I'm going to wrestle with this alone. And the loneliness isn't defined as literal solitude necessarily. I mean, we may talk with a number of people. We may talk to our spouse. We may talk to a close friend. Hey, you may talk to a therapist. But we're still basically going it alone because there's nobody who can really relate. There's nobody who can really understand. We're just flapping our gums. We're just getting it off our chest. And if we're really lucky, which isn't all that often, by the way, in this regard, if we're lucky, then these people just listen. And we're not that lucky. No, these people have opinions. These people who really don't fully understand, they can't comprehend the context of it all, not because they're stupid, it's just not their reality. They tell us, well, we shouldn't do this or we should do that. I mean, you talk about an uninformed opinion, it's not helpful. The world's best opportunity. Here's the challenge. Surrounding ourselves with people who get it, but people who have no vested interest in the outcome. That is, they don't benefit personally or individually from our decision. And so there's no pressure on the relationship. So they don't exert any pressure. They don't exert power with a viewpoint, perspective that seeks its own welfare. They simply are there to serve us, to help us think through it and figure it out for ourselves. Their presence speeds things up significantly because, well, like those blind men, they have a viewpoint, and their viewpoint is worth considering. And they're bound to have questions that will help us clarify and see things for what they really are. And that helps us avoid just seeing shadows cast on a wall. We can see reality. The truth helps. The power of peers is obvious. Everybody is in the same boat of business building. The industry or the space doesn't matter. Business building is business building. Parents of Murdered Children is a national support group for the poor people who have experienced that awful, awful fate. You do not want to qualify to join that group. But if you do qualify, what better group could you join? Who better to surround you during a tragic time? You walk into the room. You introduce yourself simply by giving the group your name. That's it. That's it. That's the only explanation necessary. You look around the room and you realize everybody here gets it. They know what you're feeling. They understand the struggle. Even though their specific experience may be very different, doesn't matter. The heart of the connection with this entire group is powerful. The conversations, they are equally powerful. Why? Well, because you don't have to explain to this group. You don't have to explain to this group the very thing that you have to explain to family members, close friends. This group understands. This group understands it in ways that your friends cannot. And that is a remarkable thing. And it is a level of support and service that you cannot get anywhere else. The Peer Advantage by Bula Network is a level of support and service for business owners. Everybody is a business builder interested in elevating their own performance and the performance of their company. Every member is ready to climb to a higher altitude. And they know that if others are willing and able to help them, then they can get there faster. And they can climb higher. Now, the details are over at thepeeradvantage.com, but I don't respect people who hide things. Do you? I hate salespeople who hide things like a bullfighter hiding the sword behind that red cape. No, nothing hidden here. So let me give you the bottom line. You'll be joining a group of 7 entrepreneurs in total, including you. I will serve as the smart guide, but I'm also a member of the group. We'll meet every other week for 2 hours using a video conferencing platform like Zoom.us. You will be able to join by way of your mobile phone, your tablet, your computer. Each meeting will have a hard start and a hard stop time. We are going to hit the ground running every session, and we will end on time. We are all busy. This is not going to be a time waster. Along the way, we'll also have some live and recorded webinars to help the group learn new skills, whatever the group wants. We're going to leverage experts who can share their knowledge and their insights with us. You won't have to attend these live, but some of them may be live, but they will all be available to you when it's convenient for you to consume them. The group will be comprised of business owners from around the United States. They'll be in a variety of industries and markets and time zones. That diversity is going to help us leverage the power of perspective. Between our group sessions, we're going to use communication tools as often as we need to, as often as we want to. You can expect some strong, strong relationships to be forged. The sessions will not be judgmental, filled with a circle of people who regularly use words like should or shouldn't, as in, well, you should do this or well, you shouldn't do that. No, instead, it'll be filled with people willing to ask questions so they can better understand and help you better understand. It'll be filled with people willing to push you in the most caring way because they know why you're there. You're there for the same reason they are there, to grow, to improve, to transform. They want to see you soar because they want to soar. It's reciprocal. You ever help somebody and you felt like you received as much or more help than they did? Of course. Well, that's how it works. So whether we're in the hot seat with the focus all on us, or we're serving somebody else with their challenge, their opportunity, we are using the information to figure out how it can benefit us and our company. We're making application constantly to ourselves and our situation. There is a $1,299 enrollment fee that is non-refundable. Here's the real bottom line. So $1,299 enrollment fee, non-refundable. Then there is a quarterly membership of $2,697 paid in advance at the beginning of every quarter. For the first 90 days, that full amount of $2,697, fully refundable. That means if after 6 2-hour sessions, you do not find the value high enough, we part friendly, I give you your $2,697 back. That ain't going to happen. I'm confident that you're going to find this to be the best deal going, the highest return on investment of anything that you could possibly do. It's going to change your life in the most positive ways possible. Here's what I want you to do right now. Go to BULANetwork.com/apply. Bula is BULA network.com/apply. Complete that confidential Google form. It's an application. Complete that, and it will prompt you and me to jump on the phone together. We'll schedule this so it's convenient for you, and we can more fully discuss your business. And we will decide together if this is the right opportunity for you or not. But I stand by my statement that this is the world's best opportunity for entrepreneurs to grow. Be well, do good, grow great. My name is Randy Cantrell. The website is growgreat.com. Have a great weekend. And Lord willing, I'll see you Monday.